Right now, the main panel of the morning is about to get started with Vivek Kundra, Danny Werfel, and Shelley Metzenbaum, all big shots at Office of Management and Budget. But we are very lucky to be speaking with Kathleen Turco. As you say, she's the CFO of the General Services Administration. And it's great to have you on.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, let's start with this big story that happened last week, and that was the closure of the Financial Systems Integration Office. That was part of OMB and the creation of the Financial Innovation and Transformation Office at the Treasury Department. As a federal CFO, what is this move saying to you?
What it's saying is that we are evolving, we are changing and moving in the right direction. The physio helped us to establish the financial standards that we're all using for our financial systems and for reporting. The Financial Innovation Office is going to move us further, faster, in terms of overall where we're going with financial management. There is a lot on our plate, and we really need for Treasury to be in the center of where we're going with financial management transformation. This is going to allow Treasury to provide us the leadership and direction that we need, much around consolidating, streamlining, and improving our capacity in our financial systems is necessary. We still have a lot of work to get that clean opinion for the federal government, the intergovernmental work, the work over at DOD.
So financial innovation and really and transformation is about the systems that support financial management, because in the financial management itself, you still have seven columns and you have to have assets equal liabilities.
Correct. So this is about how we can transform the systems in order for us to you know, push and pull the data faster. We saw with Recovery Act the need to really have a better handle on our federal spending, and we think that by putting the focus at Treasury and allowing Treasury to provide us leadership, along with, obviously, with OMB, with their policy setting, that we'll be able to look to consolidate and streamline a lot of our financial operations. You know, many agencies are doing the same thing over and over again, and the question is, why are we spending that money to do maybe some things that Treasury could do for us and accelerate improve in terms of their financial activities government-wide?
Now, for a number of years, there has been a financial services line of business, which is a shared activity. As you say, all agencies do the same thing at some sense. So how does this move? How does this differ from the line of business initiative? Does it take it further down the line? I mean, mm-hmm. what's really new here?
I think it takes it further down the line in terms of line of business. I think that things are still evolving, so there'll possibly be more change. But the line of business is about a shared service model, and that goes along with Jeffrey Zients' agenda in terms of government that works. So if we have to evolve in terms of what we thought we were doing with line of business, so be it. What we need to do is improve our ability to process our financial data faster, closing our books faster, being able to report out, to have quality over that reporting, and to do the analysis, because that's what's really sort of where we're a bit stymied, is around the financial analysis and the budgetary analysis. How can we improve that for our administrators, for our secretaries, and for all the senior decision makers at agencies?
Now, you're on the Chief Financial Officers Council. Is it the general consensus of the council, would you say, that it's probably a good idea to go to shared services for the processing of all this, and thereby letting the chief financial officer staffs do more of that analysis and less of the processing? Is that something they pretty much favor?
I think so. I think that's what we're talking about within the council. It's certainly the direction of OMB. I know that I favor it. My team favors it. We want to move in that direction. There's still a lot to do. I mean, we're you know, probably several years away from where we want to be.
What about the green eyeshade people, the cost accountants and people that sit with the books? Would they lose their jobs under
right.
shared services?
No, not at all. In fact, I think we'll need, you know, higher quality in terms of the accountants. And in particular, if we could spend, you know, less of a time focusing on financial systems and all the work that involves and looking at the financial data, it will move the CFO community, the federal CFO community, towards more cost accounting. And we need to be doing more cost accounting. That's one area where we have not been able to deliver. And to a great extent, that's because we didn't have the systems and the capability of pulling the data and doing the analysis. So we will definitely need more accountants in the future.
Now, in the area of GSA itself, you have set some high-performance goals for the financial function that track the goals that Martha Johnson has set as for the agency as a whole. Tell us about those.
Our high priority performance goals that we've been we've developed. Well, it was interesting. We had a few that we had put together last fall, and we kept waiting for Martha to come on board. And when she did, we were able to accelerate, and we've revised a couple of them. We are definitely about sustainable environment, the economy, government, and democracy. And you probably listened last night in terms of her speech. Some action we will be taking. One, looking at federal administrative policies across the government. How can we step up on those in terms of reducing the cost of the spend around administrative policies? Around standards for performance and of high performance and sustainable buildings, personal property, looking at sustainable and reuse practices there, green travel, what's going on there, and in particular looking at the FAR. We're also going to be looking at greenhouse gas emissions with our some key government vendors and increasing the solid waste recycling in federal buildings.
We're speaking with Kathleen Turco. She's the chief financial officer at GSA. And so when you talk about reducing waste and less solid waste and less gas emissions, how does the financial function fit into that, to the greening aspect?
To the greening aspect? Well, I think in terms of both monitoring and tracking and our ability to show or reduce in terms of the federal spend and improving, helping to improve in the environment. So we a lot of work is underway there. I don't have all the particulars, but we're moving that direction.
But basically going green,
Going green. Going green. For example, we still have a lot in the financial community. We still have a lot of paper invoices. That's just simply not acceptable these days. So we're working on efforts to reduce all paper, if not eliminate paper, in the federal community. And, for some of us who came up through the budget process, that's kind of hard for us to do. So, but we need to look at new ways to reduce our paper.
If you can't touch it, you don't really have it,
yeah,
I guess, is
exactly.
The idea.
Well, we like notebooks, big, thick notebooks. So we have to, maybe some sort of, maybe the iPad, maybe the Kindle, who knows,
something.
A way to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Now, another issue that comes up for financial people in government is the issue of improper payments. But you say GSA doesn't have improper payments.
We're very limited compared to other agencies.
Yeah, so what's your secret?
Well, we don't have a lot of entitlement programs, so we don't have a lot of grant programs. What we do have is we have contractor payments, and sometimes
right.
those payments we have to go out, and we have a contractor actually who helps us to look through and see if we have any improper payments, and we collect against that. So in terms of the overall federal spend, we're around $10 million. We're less than $10 million, so it's not a we don't play in that. That's probably the only area. So.
You know, just looking at it from a CFO standpoint, if all of these improper payments are occurring in agencies that have entitlement programs mm-hmm. that they're putting money out to grants or to the public, then there's some clue into that process.
Right.
There's
right.
a clue that there's something wrong in that whole process if that's where the improper payments are.
Right.
Is that something the CFOs discuss?
Most definitely, and it's certainly high on Danny Werfel's agenda, and I know he's been working internally at OMB with the program side or the RMO side at OMB to look at sort of the front end of those programs and to determine are we doing things at the front end that are causing these improper payments at the tail end of the process. So there's a lot of work underway there.
And just going forward, as the government needs more people to do this expanding role, and also as more jobs are insourced, and you said you need a greater quality of accountant in the future, what's your strategy for making sure that accounting in the public sector seems exciting to people that are financial and accounting graduates?
Well, accounting is exciting at GSA because we do both the appropriated side and we have the revenue and expense side. So we do both sides of the ledger. At other agencies, it's predominantly the appropriated side. So we have three large revolving funds at GSA. So it requires a high caliber of accountants. We also have a whole staff of budget analysts. We're going to bring on some economists. We have a financial management intern program at GSA, and we bring in roughly about 15 or so undergraduates every year out of financial programs in schools across the East Coast. So that intern program is critical to our success, and those are our future leaders. And we've had great success in terms of recruiting folks into the federal government. It's a great place to work.
Well, thanks very much for joining me.
Thank you.
And that's GSA Chief Financial Officer Kathleen Turco. And this is Tom Temin live from IRMCO at the Hyatt Regency Chesapeake Bay in Cambridge, Maryland.